This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, the court has said ASUU go back to the classroom. Well, NANDs have had series of protests across different parts of the country. Started in Lagos. Now there's a plan. It's going to go to Abuja. Was in Abuja. And then there's Kano. And then the other parts that they're looking at protesting at. And the idea is to get the attention of the government to tackle this problem. Now, can you say the government has tackled the problem by going to court and having the court give out the order asking ASUU to return to the classroom? I'll tell you something. The lawyer to the federal government, James Igwe, this was his argument, and it was from Section 47 of the Trade Dispute Act. He says that that section gives the court the powers to direct that no worker should continue to embark on strike pending when the applications are heard and determined. And it was on that ground that ASUU is asked to return to the classroom. But our focus is not going to be on ASUU just yet. Even though whoever we're speaking with now goes hand in hand with ASUU. Our focus would be on the activity of NANDs and what they think about this decision by the court and how the government is handling this. And for you who's listening, we are live on Facebook and on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. You can log on, watch us live, and also make your contributions known. Very simple, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. All you need to do is drop your opinion, we'll take it. But there's a question for you there to react to. Now the government has chose the way of the court. So we're asking, what do you think of the federal government's use of the court to resolve the ASUU strike? What do you think about the federal government's use of the court to resolve the ASUU strike? If this was possible, when it was 1 month old, 2 months old, why did the government not go to court and get ASUU to return back to the classroom? Why wait until it's 9 months old and then you go to court and then you realize that this is an option that we can use? Many questions around this, but tell us what you think about the decision of the government to go through the courts to resolve the strike ASUU is on. My guest in the studio at the moment is the NANDs chairman, River State Chapter, as a National Association and a National Association of Nigerian Students, Jokiel Gideon. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
First thing I would ask you quickly is, what's NANDs' position on the current order from the court? Because online I saw that NANDs expressed satisfaction with the order, saying that students have been the major victims of the strike, and hence they are happy that the court is ordering ASUU to go back to the classroom. Is that the true position of NANDs on this?
First, the ordering from the court as at yesterday, to us it is result-oriented. It is for the whole process to be, you know, put to an end and students go back to classrooms. But from the other end also, we are also looking at if the judgment depicts equity, if there is justice in that judgment as at yesterday. Because it's like asking these persons to go back to classrooms, we also will suffer it because they are coming back with these grievances that has not been resolved. So asking them to come back to classrooms without meeting the demands and needs, it's like, you know, escalating the issue the more. Because you cannot ask this person, they had demands they placed on the table, which had made the strike lingered for 8 months now. And you're just coming up to say, go back to classrooms. It depicts the federal government lacks the abilities to manage the crisis, and that is why they resulted in going to court.
So would you join the group, or would you share in the idea that this approach by the government is for some people trying to dress the surface of the wound, or you escape the situation using the back door and perhaps for another administration to come and deal with the situation?
Of course.
Do you share in that thoughts? Because that's what some people, we already have comments coming in on Facebook, and some seem to think in that direction. What's Nan's own thought about it?
Now, for the federal government, attending to the demands placed by ASUU shouldn't have been an issue that will prompt them going to court. Because this is a lingering issue for years now. And also, ASUU have always been using the same approach, which seemed not to be working. Because the federal government is so irresponsive to the demands of ASUU, maybe due to the pattern or the mode at which ASUU is also presenting their demands. But federal government seen going through this manner, it's not what ought to be. Because these persons have demands they are placing. At least progress in attending to these demands, it will also, from the point of the ASUU, show that you're concerned about the demands they are placing, other than the ordering method. It's like, just as you said, dressing the surface of an injury while the inside goes bad. So that is it. For us in Nantes, we are not saying ASUU should remain in the actions. No, we are not saying that, because we, as students, we are the suffering end of this whole
saga. So Nantes, of course, would be excited that, well, at lecturers have been asked to return to school.
Yes.
I mean, this was one of the reasons why there was a protest that Nantes embarked upon starting from Lagos. It was, what's the reason for that protest? To get lecturers to return back to classroom, or to get the federal government to work out a plan on how to meet ASUU's demands, or to have both people come to some sort of middle ground? What was really the intention of the protest?
The essence of the protest by Nantes, that started from Lagos and some other states across the Federation, is for federal government to see reasons why they should, you know, come to negotiation table with ASUU and at least attempt the demands they've placed so far, to see how they can also call off the strike from the point of the ASUU. Then for ASUU, the national leadership of Nantes, as led by the national president, had also had a session with the leadership of ASUU, which they have also expressed their grievances, which all these are get towards giving us a better educational sector, which we don't argue or contest. But the manner at which it is being presented is also an issue. Because before now, before the national convention we had Nantes, there had been this bridge in communication with ASUU. And that had earlier made Nantes to demand that they should be part of the negotiation table to really know who is the reason behind the delay in reaching agreements, if it is federal government or ASUU. But as at now, the leadership of ASUU from the just concluded convention we had given us the opportunity to also have a session with them, and they've been able to let us know their own area.
Oh, you've spoken with ASUU?
Yes, national leadership of Nantes. Mm-hmm. I've done that. And on that is why we are saying, for us to
but
get
Nantes
this
But Nantes haven't
right,
spoken with the government. Because we know the last time the Minister for Education
walked out
and people expected some sort of reaction from Nantes, and many would even say the protest you're having now should have been on long ago. And how effective the strategy you're applying now is has also been brought into question.
You know, it's just like the action of ASUU. ASUU have remained in one action, expecting a different result. From the 90s, it has been strike, strike, strike. And from Nantes, it has been protest, protest.
But they're still protesting.
Yes, because they feel that's the only language the oppressors do here. But for us here in River State, we are looking at it from a very different perspective. We're looking at it.
You mean Nantes in River State?
In River State. That is why we've not embarked on any protest.
So are you functioning outside the national body or your national leadership?
No. The organogram of Nantes, there is a level of autonomy each of the structures enjoys. And as the Joint Campus Council of River State, we can decide to engage in another way or to confront in a separate way other than protest. So we've done protest here in River State and okay, it gave us the needed results.
Right,
so
we'll
we are looking
to,
at
We'll come to that. I was going to ask you what's happening in River State, but we'll get to all of those. Let's just take a few messages from our Facebook and Twitter handles, as well as our WhatsApp portal. Remember, Nigeria Info PH, we are live on Facebook and on Twitter. Nigeria Info PH, do well to be a part of the conversation. You can watch, listen, and drop your comments. On Facebook, Anthony Tobias says, it's a sign that the federal government of Nigeria is not sincere about the ASUU strike, because no responsible government will shut down schools for months in the ideal society. They simply don't want to address the strike because their children and school abroad. There was a picture of the daughter of the president that came out graduating from a school outside the country that really caused a stir online. They're always okay. Umma Olebara says cutting off the head is not the antidote to headache. It is sad and worrisome the government has failed in resolving this crisis. I charge ASUU to appeal this kangaroo judgment. How can you beat a child and ask him not to cry? This government should desist from toying with education and glorious destinies of our children. Enough is enough. Precious Barikbe says, so worrisome how the federal government is handling this sensitive issue that has to do with the future of Nigerian students and their education, just because their own children are schooling abroad. I think the major thing would be if the government thought that it could go to the court and it could get a judgment that would, well, cause lecturers or force lecturers, whichever suits you how you want to interpret it. But the point is, if they feel that they could have gone to the court and the court would have, you know, give the order to get lecturers back to school and have the students back to school, why then didn't that happen the first month, second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month, sixth month? I mean, even if you're negotiating, you can't negotiate for that long and not decide what you want to do. So the fact that it's even coming now raises questions for some people when we're in the ninth month. So, Precious, okay, Comrade Udwak says, ASUU should hide their faces in shame because they are the same professors that will be paid to rig elections and put these shameful leaders in power. Professors are only paid to read results. They are employed to read results. They are not the one that counted, or they were not your polling units. Dennis Thames, so imagine ASUU going back to school with an empty pocket and you dare ask a lecturer to come again over and over, you will understand the meaning of violence. And that's what we're trying to say. How this would affect you. Because I finished from University of Port Harcourt. I know what the situation is. Sometimes we sit in the state arena. We don't have enough classrooms. Let me put it that way. Some laboratories empty. I did a computer borrowed course. And in the class of about almost 1,000 people, we had one laptop in front. And I think it was a lecturer's laptop. That's what that was it. There are many other things that are probably the issues. And these are some of the things that ASUU is saying. Funding, the infrastructure in university is decaying. And we're not saying anything. And some people liken it to what we have with our primary sector, primary education as well. For you guys now, going to school, knowing all of this situation, do you think that you would have the best? Do you think that this is workable? Is it doable to have these lecturers return to classroom, knowing that the major demands that they are putting on the table to benefit themselves and students has not been answered?
First, the demands are to, you know, better the educational sector. Like you said, we have some institutions here in River State, Uniport precisely, where we already have year one students in batches. And we don't have the facilities to accommodate the number of persons that have already been admitted. Now, coming back to classrooms by this order shows students will even suffer more, because the facilities to, you know, facilitate this learning, which are also the demands of ASUU, are not there in our campuses.
So what would NANS now do about this? If NANS is aware that this would make the matters even worse, and it's almost like NANS is not getting the victory, if for lack of a better word, that it sought. That was why I went on protest, to see that this is called off. But now in this manner, and you're aware of the fact that it's not even going to be a positive one, what would NANS now do about it?
First,
is it a situation of, like they say, half bread is better than bakery, let's take this one
first,
and move on?
The ordering is perceived maybe as a fallout of the Trade Dispute Act, Section 18, Subsection 1E, where it is captured that an employee shouldn't go on strike when the matter is before the
negotiations
court.
Are on, yeah.
So maybe that is what necessitated the judgment. But be it as it may, from our own view as NANS, you know, we cannot remain in this situation. We already have lost one academic section.
So for NANS, it's gone. Better.
We take it the way it is. You know, this system, also, I will add that these lecturers were not, you know, employed into a perfect system. We all are aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, you shouldn't, you know, bridge the system for you to make.
But do you think the system is getting worse?
It is getting worse, we know, and that is why ASUU is insisting it doesn't go that way. But you cannot, you know, when wanting to make a difference, you don't bridge or you don't stop the process. You know, it's a gradual thing. Negotiations, we have some other union like ASUU who also have gone back to classrooms. For Federal Colleges of Education, they've gone back to classrooms while they also anticipate that their demands are, you know, looked into. So you don't bridge the process or a system completely just for you to agitate. No. That is the angle Nancy is seeing it from.
Okay.
Now, for these things to be done rightly, federal government also should also see reasons why they should, you know, put square pegs on square holes by at least attempting the demands of ASUU. It is not much. It is not what is not achievable. It is achievable by the federal government. That is if they truly want to.
Mm.
But at the point when they are so irresponsive and, you know, not concerned about the demands, they do not even see the demands as worth it. If not, federal government saying the ordering from the court as the last result shouldn't have arisen.
Okay.
Because we have months that have, you know, gone by, and they are just coming up now to see that this is the best way and applying.
All right, Mr. Gideon, let's take three more messages. We have a short commercial coming in the next few minutes. Chris Ameka on Facebook says, funny how government our government are shallow-minded set of people. They should meet demands of ASUU, period. Anthony Fajero says it's a nice decision for ASUU to take the federal government to court to resolve the strike. Martin Smart says a case of emotional blackmail by the federal government. A kangaroo judgment from the court. The court order is simply a mere academic exercise because the federal government itself doesn't obey court orders not favorable to them. All right. Okay. What would ASUU do next? I'm pretty sure we'll hear from the ASUU national leadership in a matter of time. I'm pretty sure Seben should even be out before today runs out and would know what their position is. On WhatsApp, this one says, I think government just wants ASUU to shift grounds is the reason to go to court, though not the solution to the demands of the lecturers. Okay. We'll go on a short commercial now. The conversation continues when we return. Remember, we are still live on Facebook and on Twitter, so you can drop your comments. And on WhatsApp, send your messages to 0809-030-6416 on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. Same on Twitter. Good morning. We'll be back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Conversations still ongoing, questions being asked. NANS with the protest. What is happening in Rivers State? Well, we're going to find out if NANS have any plans to stage similar protests here in the state. And if they don't, they'll also get to tell us why. In the meantime, join us live on Facebook and on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. You can watch, listen, and drop your comments. You can also send us WhatsApp messages. We have quite a number of them already. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. I'll take it again. 0809-030-6416. On WhatsApp, NANDS itself is not together. Look at how they withdrew from their proposed strike of stopping the political primaries that took place early this year. I remember NANDS had said no elections, no primaries until this protest, this strike is called off. And even what's happening in Lagos, the question many ask, how effective is it? You're in the airport, the road to the airport today, and then you leave. And then, okay, you're at the road of the airport. Even while you're there, people can just stop and walk to the airport. It's almost like the economic plan, the plan was perhaps to cause some economic disruption. It doesn't look like that happened. And then you left the airport and then you go to the seaport. While you now leave the airport, I'm pretty sure people now can continue. We have some people at the airport, other people now go to the seaport. What's the plan? All of these things raise questions. We'll get to you, my guest in the studio, NANDS chairman here in River State, Jokiel Gideon. Perhaps he'll tell us more. This person on WhatsApp says the courts have done well ordering ASU to go back to work and continue negotiations with the federal government. Samuel T sent in that message. This one says, good morning. Victor Peba from Rumokoro. I think going to court by the federal government wasn't the best option because it hasn't resolved ASU's demand. Going to court by the government to end ASU strike is unconstitutional because it's the right of ASU to embark on strike if they don't have fair treatment from the government. This one says NANDS should not be seen to be one-sided. NANDS should ensure to be at the middle to find a common ground for settlement. I believe the federal government has offered something out of what is being demanded from ASU. ASU should consider and accept whatever has been offered for the sake of the students. The same thing people say, ASU would say, for the sake of the students, the government should do something. Yeah, we are. What would the students say? Why are we acting like the judgment is from the Supreme Court? ASU would definitely appeal the judgment. NANDS River State is dead and they should hide their faces in shame. That guy should be in the studio. ASU should appeal the judgment. The federal government isn't a responsible one. Okay, so now I would come to you. Well, you heard the last message. You want to react to that first? Is NANDS dead in River State?
Maybe the person is not informed of the activities of NANDS, or possibly the person is not in River State. Because as when this whole agitation started, here in River State, we had earlier organized protests, which we did blocking the federal secretariat.
Mm.
That was the initial time when the national president, Comrade Asefunson Dayo, gave the declaration for the actions. And we in River State, we observed as, for the person to say NANDS in River State is dead, no. Maybe he has his reasons, which he didn't also state. But it would have been better he's stating the reason so we would know why such a statement.
So,
but for us here in River State, we've been engaging in line with the directives from the national leadership.
So why isn't there a protest here, or should we expect a protest
now,
here?
The national protest that is ongoing, there's a schedule, there's a timetable for it.
I was looking at that timetable. I didn't see when it would get to River State.
No, now, in NANDS, we have structures, just as I said earlier. We have zones in NANDS. Mm-hmm. And River State falls in Zone B.
Okay.
Which comprises the six states of South-South. So, and as that, our date for our action is 26th to 27th of this month. Mm. As at yesterday, after the court judgment, there is also a release from the national president for all zones to shade their sword.
Because of the judgment.
Because of the judgment. So we don't just walk in that manner. There is a directive at which we follow.
You had earlier insinuated that there is some level of authority given to, you know, the state
yes.
captors, and perhaps maybe that was why we might not see the protest or you have your negotiations. Although the implication of what you were saying sounded that way, maybe you'd want to clarify.
Now, for us in River State, we are looking at a more robust manner or approach to engage, you know, both parties. And that is why we are cooking a Law for Country campaign, Law for Country education campaign, that, you know, sit with scholars and some of these members of ASU who are professors, and then some government functionaries who will be there to, you know, let us really know the issues that, you know, is bedeviling the educational sector, how possible resolutions can be made. Other than, see, it's even pathetic that we push the same actions and expect a different result. Just as ASU is pushing strike and have not gotten any results since the 90s, we're also looking at protests as to be expected by the populace, and they are expecting a different result. It doesn't work in that manner. It doesn't work. That is why, for us here in River State, just as I said earlier, there is the constitution of Nans, you know, enjoys us that privilege to be autonomous at some level.
Yeah.
And that is why we from Nans here in River State, we're looking at organizing these programs, you know, to engage the parties involved. So it won't be confrontational as always. Even in the struggle, there are three C's to it. So you don't just rush into confrontation. But meanwhile, we still have all the arsenals to confront, of which we do and which we've been also using in time past. And it has not given us any result.
You made mention of the fact that there is a divide in Nans. And there's also been comments with regards to that. I mean, one person here said this, and some other people are saying, oh, there are internal issues. In fact, some people even allude to the fact that Nans is now politicized. You know, there was a court judgment that came as well with regards to the leadership of Nans at the national level. How is all of that affecting what's happening in that your association? And if there's that judgment, River State Nans is under which leadership at the national level? Is there a faction that you're supporting, or what's happening there?
Okay, now for the issues you have said is in Nans, it's an internal issue, and that is why you don't see, I believe you've not seen any counter publication as to this struggle for the end of ASUU strike, have you? So it means in the struggle for this, there is no division.
So for this, everybody's
there is
one.
No division.
But then you are agreeing that there's a division in Nans.
There is an internal issue, no doubt. There's an internal
issue. But everybody's
issue.
Working together for this strike to be resolved.
Yes.
So what happens after the strike is resolved? We've had a statement that lecturers should go back to class. So what's happening next?
Now, if lecturers go back to classrooms, it is an internal issue, and Nans has a mechanism through the stakeholders of resolving all issues. So there is no issue that befalls the association that cannot be handled by the association.
Let's open the phone lines and get your views. 0817-923-0002. I'll take those again. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0003. We have a question up for you, and it is, what your own opinion is with the federal government using the court as a way to resolve the strike with that ASUU is currently on. What do you think about that? The federal government using the court as a means to resolve the ongoing strike by ASUU. We want to hear from you. Let's talk. You can send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. And don't forget, we are live on Facebook and on Twitter. You can watch, listen, and contribute. Nigeria Info PH. That's the handle. Belgam is calling from Rumigbo. Go straight to the point, please, so we can maximize the time. Good morning, Belgam.
Andrew, good morning.
Morning to you.
Belgam, well, Mr. Bright.
Go on.
All right. I think the resort to the court is the best thing to be done. If you had read some of the details of the court order yesterday, let me tell my brother in the studio, it's not a judgment, it's an order yet. The matter has not been substantively heard. One of the statements of the judge is that the balance of convenience tilts in favor of the federal government for making that application. And pursuant to Section 18, Subsection 1E of that Trade Dispute Act, that says when a matter is before the court, strike action should not be continued. So I think resorting to court is the best way to resolve it, because we have had claim from ASUU and counterclaim from federal government. We have had accusation and counter-accusation. ASUU has always come to say, according to university peculiarity, IPPIS is not supposed to be used. According to university law, the federal government is supposed to review this after so and so years. According to this, according to that. Now the law is there to tell us if those claims are true according to the laws establishing university and according to the law governing public service. Federal government has also come out through KMO recently to say ASUU on their own increased their salary for over 100%. ASUU is asking for so 3 trillion naira. ASUU is asking for that. So let us find out if these demands, if these agitations are supported by law.
All right, Belga.
And then the law will say it.
Thank you very much. Samuel Nafa from Rumukalako on the line. Good morning. And, we lost that call. On WhatsApp, quite a number of messages. This one says, good morning. If we go by slogan of work safety, work for security, I feel the court got it wrong, asking lecturers to go back to the classroom. Godi Mike sent in that message. Andre, I believe ASUU's strike is becoming political. I pity the students thinking that ASUU is actually fighting for them. There's nothing that cannot be achieved when lectures are going on. Some politicians are using ASUU and it is very bad. If I was a judge, there are cases I cannot rule in favor of the federal government. Well, Michael, you are not a judge.
Okay.
One mistake federal government did was to drag ASUU to court. I know NAS members go on recess during days or months. They are paid, and I ask, why can't lecturers be paid? I knew there was a problem when the president said he was not aware of the strike. Forum from Uniport. Okay. Chima from NTA Road on the line. Good morning, Chima.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes, Andrew.
Talk to
Andrew,
us, Chima.
I think, can you hear me?
Go on, we can hear you.
Yes, Andrew. I think man have slept for a very long time. I must tell you. There was a message you read about man visible here in River City. I think that message is correct. Man have been involved in politics for a very long time, supporting a particular political party, which of course is outside what they are. The essence of man is to protect the interests of the students. But what are we seeing today? The fact that it's only case. What you will see now going to various political offices, giving award plates to politicians for them to get gratification in return. That is what they are involved. So when that message came, that message was very correct. Nancy's dead in River
State
because
we are
involved in politics. Thank you very much.
All right, Chima, thank you very much. It says Nancy's involved in politics, and it brings us to the question with the elections around the corner. And the situation with the education sector, is NANS looking at participating actively in the politics, perhaps with who and what they think would be best for the education of the country?
You know, the Electoral Act had also, you know, removed that right from anybody deciding the fate of electorates. So the power NANS has in deciding who becomes who, I don't see anybody having that power.
So you're saying NANS is not in any way involved in these elections, and we're not going to see members of NANS or ex-schools campaigning for anybody or soliciting for votes for any person? Is that what you're saying?
NANS is an apolitical organization, and as such, do not have anything to do with political activities, just as you said. As individuals who are also members of the society, you can decide to either support whoever you feel necessary to support, but not under the aegis of NANS, no? It's an apolitical organization.
All right, Leighton Barry calling from Bori. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Andrew.
Yes, you're welcome. Talk to us.
Yeah, I greet your guests in the studio. Actually, now, the issue of nouns in River State, well, I followed it up for some time, and I see that there is a point that has been on the front burner against NAN, raising support for one political party or the other. But let me leave that for now. My major concern now is the decision of the court towards ASUU. And I want to plead, even if they still have the ground to go on strike or to re-strategize, they should a little bit shift their sword and work on which measures to use to ensure that federal government listen to their yearnings and aspirations. I want to plead, let them shift their sword and still look for another method to use so that it will be active. If, however, reappeal the court, the matter in court, so that it will give them another favorable means of going ahead. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Leighton Barry. Let's go to Facebook Live and drag take some of the comments there. Bishop Emmanuel on Facebook says, in Nigeria, government don't have value for education. Bright Kofi says, people should stop blaming ASUU. Rather, they should blame the government for not doing the needful. Victor Biba says, I think going to court by the government wasn't the best option because it hasn't resolved the demands of ASUU. Everbright Amadi says, good morning. I have a question for your guest. He said they wanted to hear from ASUU and federal government to know who was responsible for delays in resolving issues, and he said they finally spoke with ASUU. Can you please tell us those things ASUU were originally demanding and where they have shifted grounds?
Now, the issue bordered on or borders on IAPPIS, which is the payment pattern which ASUU does not want to shift grounds, because from...
So ASUU shifted grounds for other things but not this one. Is that what was discussed?
Now, the major demands of ASUU revolves...
Revitalization fund, IPPIS, and then the salary arrears.
Yes. Now, for revitalization funds, federal government have been able to, you know, make some inputs to that effect, which also has been able to calm that area a bit. Now, the area ASUU is not ready to shift ground is the IPPIS, which has to do with the payment mode at which, you know, some of these lecturers, they are engaged in more than one institutions. So from the point of federal government, they feel that is a means to curtail, you know, the number of institutions a lecturer should be engaged, so as to also create some other employment opportunities for some other persons who
was that what ASUU said, or that's what NANS deduced from the conversation?
That is
with
what
ASUU.
We deduced from, because the point of ASUU is insisting on the IPPS issue of payment.
Okay. All right. Ben from Rumosi. Good morning.
Hello, Andrew. Very good morning.
Morning to you. Talk to us, Ben.
Yeah. I'm a stakeholder. I'm really embarrassed by the submission of the guest here, students, who repeatedly said that ASUU had been doing the same thing all over without getting different results. I said I'm embarrassed and disappointed, because if he goes back to his campus, he is going to see facilities that were built as a result of such fund. Such fund was a product, or is a product, of the struggle of ASUU. Same for each year, same for new facilities. So for him to say that over the years, ASUU has been doing the same thing without securing any meaningful result, to say the least, the character and how deluded the students that are around the system have become. Otherwise, back in the day, the system counted and depended on the students to do the needful so that the intensive education would be appropriately funded. So for him, in fact, I even wonder, he was talking about alternative solutions to this crisis, and he has not told you what his pragmatic alternatives are. He has told you that. So for him to say that ASUU has been doing the same thing over the years without any results, I'm highly disappointed. It's embarrassing, Andy. For the students that we never put.
All right, Ben, thank you very much. We have to wrap things up now. We're already out of time. Well, a lot has been said. You heard from the NANS chairman here in Rivers State, Jokiel Gideon. Thank you very much for making our time with us. We'll be waiting to see what happens in the coming days. You've said that now that a statement that's released from your national saying that now that they've ordered lecturers to go back, well, we might not see that protest. Yes. Well, if anything changes, I'm sure we would hear about it. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you very much, Ifeyemi Andrew Official, Ifeyemi Andrew on every other platform. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up next. Jude is coming in. And trust me, Jude, you know Jude comes in like Jude. So, yeah, stick around. Good morning.